Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Let's Talk About It. You are listening to the 1,105th episode on the Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and alongside with me, I got my sisters. I got Janice Mima Hudson, Mima.
Praise the Lord.
And, of course, we have the CEO, the visionary, the one who put it all, well, you know, God put it together, but she made the phone call. Her name is Sister Cappy.
Praise them, everybody.
No, give them all your names. I even had another name for you.
I came up with another one. What's the new title?
Ciao. It was Sister Tylene Chappie Toy Chap Chappity Chap 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 Chap.
I would throw all the titles out there right now. You have the most important one, Child of God. The rest of them don't even matter. Child of God is the most important one. But the titles that people refer to me by is Pastor, Reverend, PT, Chaplain, Chappy, Mommy, Sister, Daughter, Granddaughter, Friend, and Cousin. But out of all of those titles, the only one that holds any weight of importance is, and I bless God for it, the Child of God.
Well, amen to that. Well, Child of God, can you set forth the enemy and let the enemy know tonight that we is not playing tonight with the Child of God? Shoot, because guess what? We're all children of God. If you believe, go ahead.
Well, you know what, I'm going to go one funnier than that. You're a child of God if you don't believe. He still made you.
If
you don't believe he is who he is, does it make him not be who he is?
Fact.
Hallelujah.
I like that.
There's a lot of folk that don't know who their biological mother and father is, but the fact that they here proves that they got one somewhere. Come on, y'all. Let's go to the Lord. Let's look to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come before you this evening. Hallelujah, God. Just lifting up your holy name, magnifying your holy name, glorifying your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that you and you alone are God. You are still the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah, God. You are still he who rises us up on wings of an eagle. Hallelujah, God. You are still he who makes rivers flow through the desert. Hallelujah, God. You are still the one, Father God, who makes waves when we see no waves. Hallelujah. You are still the great physician. You are the God of second chances. Hallelujah, God. And for that, Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise you, we could not bless you, we could not glorify you enough, hallelujah, God. We just say thank you this evening. God, we come before you this evening, standing in the gap for your people this evening, Father God. Asking right now, Father, for a special request that you look down and Children's Hospital and touch Brother Amir as he's fighting with through seizures and epilepsy and in his autism, and they can't seem to get the medication right, and they're just taking the family through, God. But I know, God, that You are a right now God. I know that I may not be able to be with them, but you are already there, God. I know the doctors are looking in confusion, but you are looking through your divine power and your divine will, Father. We ask that you will touch him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will begin to heal his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will strengthen up his parents as they stand vigilant by his bedside, Father, that you will touch every doctor, every nurse, every orderly, every transport person, anyone coming in contact with them, Father, with a refreshing anointing of your healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. And not just him, Father, but go throughout all of the hospitals around the world. Visit people on their sick beds this evening, wherever they may be, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Then, God, we ask that you step in those bound to addictions this evening, Father God. We believe you to break the chains even right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that they will walk into freedom in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Be the comforter to those grieving this evening in the name of Jesus, God. Then, God, as we surrender ourselves to be used by you this evening, we ask that you will draw some lost souls to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as I always ask you, Father, I ask that you will allow the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. For we are already victorious through Christ Jesus. It is in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Listen. Amen. Oh man. You ever now see shut up, Adrian. See now I was just gonna say, I mean that was such a beautiful prayer, right? Have you ever wanted to be in the hospital? Jesus. She just sent him in. Oh man. Blessings over blessings over blessings. Man. It's nothing like being covered. It's nothing like being prayed for. You know, like back in the day, it sounds, you know what I mean? That's why everybody always said, you know, I had a praying grandmother. That was a good song. I remember that growing up. I had a praying grandmother. God told me enough to call on the name of Jesus. I had a praying grandmother. You know, I was. My head hit the ground. Boom. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. This is Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,105th episode. And we are sitting here this evening really just anticipating to see exactly what it is that God is going to do, because it's a lot of stuff that we could talk about.
Amen.
It's a whole lot of stuff that we could talk about. But nowadays, it's almost like, what's important? What is worth talking about? And then you say, well, it depends on who you're talking to, whatever, whatever. So tonight, just because, first of all, the Super Bowl was yesterday. So, you know, everybody pays a lot of money for the Super Bowl commercials. Or I should say the companies pay in a lot of money for their commercials. And they understand that, you know, commercials, see, like the commercial process, you have to go where the need is, I guess. You know, you give them what they want. I was a little offended by some of the commercials that I saw yesterday. Did you ladies get a chance? That's why I said, let me bring it to the table, because maybe I was just wrong. Maybe I was just in my misunderstanding, and I was sitting in my misunderstanding a little bit too hard. But I was feeling some type of way.
Which commercial would we be talking about?
Huh. You want me to run them? I was gonna say, you want me to run? the biggest one to me. All right, let's talk. The crazy legs is first of all, first and foremost. One, whatever the commercial is, the people are dancing, but they're doing the crazy leg. They're not like dancing; they're just doing the crazy leg. So it's got the beat, like I guess the today's beat. But my thing is, child, you know, when we used to do the crazy leg, first of all, it didn't look silly. It was the crazy leg.
Well, yeah. That was a whole dance. If you didn't know how to do it, we wouldn't let you on the dance floor.
Right. Well,
now they
know
got all
that,
kinds of people doing it. They got all kinds of people doing it on the commercials, and it just looks a mess. Now it looks like you're joking with the fact that you just moving your legs. That ain't no dance. You being silly.
Well, that's just
you need to sit down.
You know what that is? Excuse me, ladies. You know, the NFL basically is a franchise that pulls in the most black millionaires in America, you know, so whatever they decide to put up there, you know, is basically what they do.
That's why I'm offended, because they shouldn't do that. Because just because, like, first, certain something, okay. Like, that one wasn't that bad because that was just dancing.
I'll be honest. I really didn't understand. Like, I understood the Crazy Leg commercial. I knew it was a Levi's commercial. And I guess the catch of it is supposed to be that, you know, Levi's is so whatever that they basically just make you feel like dancing even when you're not dancing or something. I don't know. Like, I didn't really get the setting of the dancing made no sense to me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if I was at work and all of a sudden my pants just started dancing as I'm typing, that might make me. It's been some days I've been at work and I've been feeling good in my spirit and I just had a little bounce to me. That sort of makes sense to me. But this commercial, the man just walked through the street. He walking, but his legs is doing all types of crazy little leg movements and things. And to be honest, that's not even a crazy leg dance. They was just moving their legs. But I'm in agreement with, like, I understand what Sister Janice was saying. That's how they do what they do, but that don't make it right because I'm going to be honest. My biggest problem was with the Alexa commercial. But go ahead, Adrian. I'm going to get to that one in a minute.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things don't
make it
right.
No. The Alexa commercial. Talk to me. What happened? See, because tell me what happened, Alexa.
Well, wait a minute, Janice. What were you getting ready to say?
I was saying a lot of it don't make a whole lot of sense, you know. But actually, when there's money involved, you know, that's what's going on, you know, because there's a lot of money involved with a lot of black people, and basically because of the amount of black millionaires, they employ the most black people out there in America, you know, so by employing them, this is the franchise that hires them, you know, so we're gaining the jobs through the NFL. You know, I mean, you're right, nothing makes sense, but we as black people, we interpret our own thing, you know. So, you know, what's that saying? Don't hate me because I don't know how, I forget how it go.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Oh, yeah, don't hate the player, hate the game, you know. And basically, that's what it is.
I was going to say,
for me,
I don't even understand. Listen. I understand exactly what they're talking, what that is, but you could still be offended. Look, I ain't mad at nobody because you're supposed to get your money. You're supposed to get your money. You're supposed to get your job, but you are not supposed to be offensive in what you're doing, and it makes it even worse. because it's the African Americans, because that is the way they look at it. That's what I'm gonna tell you
where I'm at with it. And I'm quick to first say, don't hate the player, hate the game. I want y'all to understand the problem that I have is with the game. It's not with the player. And the game that's being played in front of us is exactly a mixture of what both of you are saying. Because the NFL employs so many people of, so many minority mixtures, I'll say it that way. But not just them themselves, also music industry, mainstream media, and all of it. Because of the positions that they hold, they feel as though they can and they do dictate what society deems as acceptable. And they do it in small little increments. Like, I remember as a little girl, I'm going to use Bewitched. I remember as a little girl, I would watch Bewitched and I would watch the Brady Bunch. And as a little girl, when they first came on TV, although the husband and the wife slept in the same room, as a little girl, they slept in separate beds. It was like twin beds next to each other. Then as I got older, I noticed that the bed was one bed now, and the husband and wife was getting in one bed. Then I noticed they started showing them kissing one another the night in the one bed. And then I noticed as I got a little bit older that they were kissing and a little petting was going on in the bed. And now if you look at TV, they do just about anything in the bed, whether they're married or not. So what they do is they begun to introduce it to us in little increments to make us acceptable of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, I'm getting ready before anybody go. I'm not getting ready to attack anybody because of their personal choice, their sexual preference. That's not where I'm coming from, but please listen to what I'm getting ready to say. That's why I started with heterosexual first, a husband and a wife. But there was a time you did not see any type of homosexual relationships on TV. You didn't see any kind of transgenderness on TV. And then here came Geraldine with Flip Wilson. And then here came Martin and Cedric the Entertainer with the Lunch Lady and Jamie Foxx with Wanda and Martin with Shanaynay and all the way up to Tyler Perry with Madea. No matter how funny it is, we just call it what was done over time to make us become more acceptable with some things. And then when we got more acceptable with that, what did they start throwing up? RuPaul drag races and RuPaul drag queenness and RuPaul drag. And once we got accepted with that, then they started throwing little homosexuality scenes and different little sitcoms here and there and the other place. And then they started making sitcoms about it. Will and Grace. As much as I love that show that comes on USA with the grandfather that married the young girl and he got grown children, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a husband and a husband raising a little Korean girl. Like, all of it has gotten until we now sit, and if you say, I have a problem with that, the first thing they scream at us is, you're a homophobic. Well, see, I'm going to have a problem with anything being done that I'm going to have to turn around and explain to somebody who's too young to understand what it is that they're seeing.
But that's the situation. That's the situation right there.
Game.
Even
and
if it's happening,
game that I hate.
You got to turn around now and tell them exactly what it is. And that person, man in the dress, he just going to have to be subjected to it. I mean, I'm sorry, you the man in the dress. But I can't tell my I need to tell my 2-year-old that is not right. No, you wouldn't walk around like that, right? Because, right, you know what I mean? So if you don't feel like you should go home with your stuff, you should go home with your stuff. You know what I mean? But before y'all go on, I need y'all to talk about this one last commercial. And the one last commercial that I'm talking about is the Bud Light Seltzer commercial with them two white boys with them tattoos all over their faces and stuff. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm. And it goes right back to what I said.
And
it's
this
acceptability.
Is But the problem is it's not even an acceptability. They're just showing us what it looked like.
Oh wow, that's something I'm missing.
Well,
that part.
We're being entertained.
What I'm saying is we already know what it looked like if you walk out your front door. We
right.
know
and that's
what
I'm talking about.
Like.
And because
what
we
TV
know what it looked like, we
promoting.
Shouldn't need to see it again.
Right.
And this
they're
is why I'm saying. This is why I'm saying we got a problem with it. We're not going to promote it, and that's like that. That leads us into to take it back. Go ahead, say what you want to say.
With all of it, I wanted to say that Alexa commercial. You know, there was a commercial that I think it was Hallmark was getting ready to run. In this particular Hallmark commercial, or might even have been a jewelry store, but it showed the same-sex couple. And everybody went into an outrage. How dare you? What in the world? Da-da-da-da-da. So much so that they pulled the commercial. But then I was watching the Alexa commercial with Ellen and her wife.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was acceptable of that commercial.
Right.
And I'm sitting here and I'm going, okay, why is this one acceptable and that one wasn't?
And that one not, amen?
Are we saying that it's wrong to promote homosexuality or to throw it in the general public's face? Are we saying that it's wrong for this group over here to do it, but if we love you, you sort of over here, so you okay? Are we sitting here saying, because it goes past even the commercials. Have you ever looked at the games that pop up on your phone? You know, the games, the phones, the tablets, the computers that we give to our children sometimes when we're really busy and we need them to sit and be quiet. And I'm not saying that as a put down, like I'm guilty of it myself. Let me be at the bank or something and I'm trying to handle business and I got one of my grandchildren. Oh, I'm quick to pull out that phone here, play a game.
Yeah.
Noticing is they started running them ads. The games is one game where how much stuff can you steal out the person's house before the time runs out.
Wow.
It's another
game called What kind of game is that? It popped up on the phone?
These games, they're advertising them. You can get them on Google Play. You can get them in the iPad, the Apple App Store, whatever you call it. You know how they show the advertisements that pop up at different times on your phone when you're playing a game or you might just be turning your phone on or watching a movie or something. So now, one game that pops up, it teaches you how to break into the house and rob the house. And how much stuff can you rob out of the house? I mean, the characters are dressed up in the burglar, you know, the black and white burglary outfit, and it's all about robbing the house.
Oh, yes.
Then there's another game where the people are dressed as red and blue little blurt people, but the name of the game is Gang Class. And you just run up and just start beating the crap out of somebody until you can have more people on their side dead than on your side dead.
Wow.
Then you have Attack the Rat. And Attack the Rat, at first when I saw it, I thought this was going to be like a digital cat and a mouse game. No, this is a game about finding the person who snitched to the police and beating the crap out of them.
Oh, wow.
But these are the games, G-A-M-E-S,
that our children are playing,
that are popping up on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
We have gotten to the point, not just with our commercials, but in life in general, where we have begun sensitizing the generations to wrongness.
Right.
And if we promote righteousness, we say they are wrong.
Yeah. And you know what, Pastor? It is so true because I have my, he's 5 years old now, my 5-year-old grandson, but he was 4 at the time or close to 4. And I had went to my mother's house and took the kid with me. And when he saw my mother, you know, I was telling her, this is your great-grandmom, and you can give her a hug, you know. But he says, oh, no, that's grandmama's my granny? I said, yes, but not thinking
mm-hmm.
what this kid was about to say. And he said, grandma's my granny. I said, yes. He said, oh, I'm going to hit granny. I'm going to hit her with a bat. And she said, if you hit me with a bat, I'm going to take my teeth out and I'm going to have my teeth bite you. He said, no, you're not. He said, because when I hit you with the bat, I'm going to run. And when I run, I'm going to run and hide up on the table so you can't find me.
Everybody can understand why the child was speaking like that, because there's a grade
called
Crazy Granny. When the grandma, and on the video, if you watch the videos of people playing the game and the reenactments of the game, the grandma is running around the house in some aspects trying to kill the grandchildren who were dropped off.
Yeah,
the grandchildren trying to kill the grandmother in the game. But this
games?
Is a game. Games.
Yes, they're games, honey. They're games.
Games.
So we had to put a lot of yes.
Games.
Games. And my then 4-year-old grandson said those things to my mother. And then I asked him after we left my mother's house, where did you get that from? And he said, the game, on the game, granny. And I said, granny, what game? And then he pulled his tablet out and went right straight to the game and popped it up. And I looked at it. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, you can't play this game.
So we have a game that teaches children to be afraid of their grandmothers and to attack their grandmothers.
Yeah.
And here's the sad part. Most parents do not even realize these games are there.
Yeah, a lot of them don't.
They're not games where the child has to show proof of age to even access it. So like she said, you have 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, you know, at that foundational creative developmental portion of their life. And this is what we're putting in their foundation. And then we wonder why when they hit 17, they can have 2 or 3 bodies to their charges. Because we spent from birth to about 14 or 15 desensitizing them to life in general.
And it's funny, they desensitize, on one end, and then, they deserving on the other. Like, want to hit the button, push the button, and it just shows up.
That's right.
Like, they don't want to work hard for it. They don't, you know what I mean? They just say, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to do it. I want to do it today, and it's done. I'm going to make it big. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to make a video, and the rest of my world is going to be taken care of. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you say?
Yes,
I don't understand. But it's just, and you're right, because just like you said, we really are, and the more things that we see and don't say anything, it looks exactly like we are accepting it. So
in all reality, we are, dear. We are.
That's why we are here tonight talking about it on Let's Talk About It. If you are out there and you are listening to the 1,105th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. You are in the middle of Let's Talk About It, and we are really just talking about it. If you would like to call in live, the number is 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. And if you feel like you need to talk, please press 1. And we will let you right on in. Now, Chap, you was about to say something.
Just in all of it, we have to begin, as believers in Christ, to speak up and to speak out. We have to stop letting, we have to stop letting the tear talk for the weak. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
We got, you know how God's word tells us to let the wheat and the tare grow together, and he'll do the separating when he comes.
Amen.
Yes, we're supposed to grow together, but what he never said in his scripture was that the wheat was supposed to let the tare speak for them.
Wow.
And that's where we have gotten to the point of the wheat has gotten complacent and quiet, growing in the midst of the tares. That's why people think they've done so much for evangelical Christians. The problem is that everybody that believes in Jesus Christ is not an evangelical, and because we're not all evangelical, then that means, once again, there's only a small group of folk that might have benefited from whatever it is you did, if you did anything at all.
I'm sorry, you got to break that down. Evangelical. Somebody's out there like, what?
Evangelical.
Break it down.
Is just another denomination. Just like it as for, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you could be a Catholic, you could be a Sabbath keeper, you could be a Seventh Day Adventist, you could be Baptist, you could be Episcopal, you could be Evangelical, you could be Church of God in Christ, you could be a Holiness. You could be Reformed. You could be the Reformed Episcopalians. You could be Protestant. It's all these different denominations, because what happens is this group likes to worship this way, so they come together, and this group likes to worship this way, and they come together. Then you got the group that like to worship, and they come together. They all believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They just worship differently. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Everybody's worship is different. That's fine. But when you have people in leadership positions proclaiming their salvation and their belief in Christ, and then they don't sit and say, you know, we are fighting to upbuild the kingdom of God throughout the United States, but they make comments like, I've done more for evangelical Christians than any other president or any other officer has ever done. You haven't said nothing, because I just named 11 denominations off the top of my head, and you only did something for one.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but I'm mad the way you're running them down, though. Wait, so, and the sad part is, the way as many denominations, because as you said, evangelical is what you actually believe in, how you can break down, they are the body. They are like they are the parts of the body. So like when you know how they say in 1 Corinthians, like the hand can't do the job, the foot job, they are the ones that know exactly
right.
Where to place and into the place
all,
to get where we need to
we
get.
We all make up the body of Christ.
That's what I'm saying.
In every
Those
different
are the evangelical.
Denomination. Right, make up different parts of the body of Christ, just like every individual person makes up different parts of the body of Christ. It all looks just like if you look at your body, they break them down into the skeletal system, the muscular system, the nervous system, but then what's inside of each of those systems, the arterial system. I'm going to stick with arterial because I love that one. And then with the arterial system, you break down from arterioles, then you got something smaller, arteriolas, then you got something smaller, the veins, then you got veins, something other, and then it builds back up. They're all still a part of the arterial system, and they're all still a part of the body. And without that system, guess what? You're dead. So we need that system. We need all of those different things in place. What we don't need, and what God never intended, what Jesus did not die for, was for the body of Christ to hate one another. He did not die for the eye to look down at the foot and say, I can't stand that foot. Or the foot to look over at the toe and be like, we don't even need you. Or for the toe to look up at the ears and be like, I don't know what part you even play for. So what I'm saying that to say we're all needed. But what happens in us all being needed, I got to go back to this wheat and tear thing for a second. We have an ache in the body that nobody wants to address, the wheat and the tear. You know, because guess what? The dead skin cells that you're going to wash off your body later this evening, the dead skin cells that has fallen off your body throughout the day, and somebody going, I don't know, they don't. Yeah, they do. Everybody loses a certain amount of skin cells every single day, just like everybody loses a certain amount of hair follicles every single day. All of those things that are going to wash off, they're still a part of your body. They may be dead, but they're still a part of you.
Amen.
So you know how you get that ache that you done got used to walking with or working with?
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, don't say nothing. I know you shouting because you deal with MS, so you always got an ache. But if you're arthritic, you might have a pain in your hand, your neck, your back, your leg, and you just walk through it. You done got so used to that pain, you don't even acknowledge it no more. Used to be a time you would say, that hurts. Let me take some medicine to make it stop. Let me put something to rub it. Let me wrap it, support it, something. Let me lay hands and pray over it. Now you don't even pay no attention. It's just like a part of you. That's how the wheat has become existing next to the tear. Now, again, I'm not saying that we're supposed to cut the tear down because that's Jesus' job. He said he'll do the separating when he returns. But what we are supposed to do is when we see the tear standing up saying that, oh, well, God said, and it's not what God said, the wheat's supposed to pull them. Yo, shut up. That ain't what God's word said.
Amen.
God's word said to love the sinner and to hate the sin. So you trying to make me love homosexuality goes against what God's word says. I love the homosexual. I don't love homosexuality. I love the individual. I don't love fornication. I love the person. I don't love murder.
Amen.
Well, it's funny because I think what they were trying to do, because you know everybody listens, right? If you looked at the gear of where they were going, they were trying to be nice, because now if you hear what's going on now, if you watch the programming, there's a whole lot of blessings in it. Like there's a whole lot of undertone scripture in it. There's like a whole, I'm just sitting there with my mouth on the ground like, yeah, amen, bless God though. Bless God, though, seeing more of the commercials with love in it, seeing more of the commercials with family in it, like you, because
I bless God for it, too, and I understand what you're saying, but it's two things I want everybody to remember. One is that Satan knows scripture also, and two is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Christ is going to come and bring us 7 years of peace before all hell breaks out. So I'm saying that to say we have to be careful at what we're watching. That's why God said in his word, by their fruits you shall know them. Stop listening to what people say and start watching what they're doing.
Amen.
Start watching what they're doing. It should be some kind of fruit. And no, everybody's fruit is not going to be the same. So for everybody that's sitting there looking for somebody to speak in tongues because you speak in tongues, everybody not Hikusha science.
That's right.
Some people speaking in tongues and some people are patient.
Amen.
Some people are patient and some people are prayer warriors. They will just lay before the Lord for other folk, not even for themselves. Some people are prayer warriors and other people are teachers. All gifts of the same spirit, but different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny to me that the one gift everybody flocked to say somebody got the Holy Spirit is the only gift that can be faked. We don't look for love. We don't look for long suffering. We don't look for charity. We don't look for patience. We don't look for teaching. We all look for tongues, though. And tongues is the only gift that can be faked.
Amen.
But that's the only one we want to say means somebody's filled with the Holy Spirit. They speaking in tongues, but gossiping That ain't the Holy Spirit. They speaking in tongues, but looking down their nose at their neighbor, that's not the Holy Spirit. They speaking in tongues, but is looking at somebody that's homeless, asking for something to eat like they crazy. That's not the Holy Spirit, you know. They speaking in tongues and cussing you from Amazing Grace to a floating opportunity within 5 minutes. That's not the Holy Spirit. I know somebody got mad at that because I know I done just stepped on a couple of toes. You know, that ain't me. I'm just telling you what God said. He said,
you gotta tell the truth.
You shall know them.
Tell the truth. That's it.
And everything that look like an orange don't mean it's edible. Some oranges fall off the tree rotten. But that's another topic for another time. Go ahead, y'all, for y'all get me started.
That's all right. That's all right. Amen.
Well,
amen.
While we look, she's talking about go ahead before we get her started. And you better go ahead with yourself because you might. It's not even about a get it started. You need to start, just finish it. You know, he's talking about get it started. You need to wrap him up and finish him.
I'm just tired. I'm tired of us playing with God. You know what I'm saying?
But it's
like
good.
I'm tired of believers in Jesus Christ being punks. Where do we get this punk nonsense from? He said,
amen.
Turn the other cheek. That didn't mean don't speak up.
Amen.
If you look at the lives of the first century church, they got jacked up. They was beat. They was put in prison. They was put in shackles. They was put in dung holes. They got jacked up. And as soon as they got free, what they do? They went right back out there and started talking again. All right, y'all, I'm back. Mm-hmm. Don't pay no attention to my older, but Jesus loves you. He died for you. Oh, they coming to kill you. They coming to lock you up. They, all right, well, I got some time before they get here. Just remember, he loves you. He died for you. And if you accept him into your life, they died for it. We sitting here like punks, scared to speak. Scared.
Yeah.
And then if one of us speak up, we call them radical. Oh, don't take all that. You radical. That ain't what God wants. God ain't tell us to do all that. You better read your scripture.
God
didn't tell us
peaceful.
To do was sit back
He's
and
a
be
peaceful God. He's a peaceful God. He's a
and
peaceful
let me help
God.
Y'all with that too. Everybody that's sitting here that God is so peaceful. Yes, he is. He is a peaceful God. But then don't forget there's a scripture that says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, which means he got an angry side that can come out. Don't forget that scripture that says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Don't forget that scripture that says, it's better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and jump into the middle of the sea than to touch one of the least of my children. He ain't telling you it's better for you to do that. For no reason, because what he's saying is if you touch one of the least of my children, boo-boo, I'm coming to see you.
Somebody's mouth is wide open right now, like, what are they talking about? Like, yo, this is word, man.
That's right. And then you forget the other one. Get angry, but sin not.
Come on.
Right. Wait a minute. Right. Just. And state the case, and then let pray on it. I'm putting it on the altar, and guess what I'm gonna do? I'm leaving it there. And if I leave it there, you in trouble. And I ain't waiting on your trouble. I'm just gonna pray on your trouble and say, don't do it too much because I was a little bit
listen
or something. You know what I mean?
I'm going to share testimony with y'all real quick. Because it's almost time for the call of salvation. But I'm going to share this testimony with y'all. I went through, and I'm not going to say who the people were because I don't want to do that to nobody. That would not be of God, nor would that be right. But I just want to share this testimony with you for a minute. I went through something with a particular person. And this person, this person was attacking me. This person was coming for me left and right, swinging both arms, all barrels blazing, ARs, all of it. They were coming for me. They were coming for me so hard that I couldn't find peace at home, at church, when I was asleep, when I was awake, when I was praying. They were coming for me. And they were coming for me so much, so much. So finally I got to the point that I was like, okay, God, what am I supposed to do? Hurry up and talk to me, because, you know, I got that little piece of me, that flesh side of me, don't mm-hmm. like for me to go through but so much. And the flesh side is starting to get a little bit stronger, so I need you to strengthen my spirit, which been keeping the flesh on that deathbed. In that hospice, waiting for all of us to cross over. The flesh been in hospice, but the flesh is starting to get a little stronger. She's starting to get up. Hurry up, talk to me what I'm supposed to do. And that's
Amen.
When she sent somebody to teach me about the prayer of, Lord, fix me in this situation so you can get the glory. And as I begun to pray that prayer, God begun to remind me, you know, you sitting here tripping, but you forget I got you. And those were the scriptures he gave me. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm.
Amen.
He started speaking that to me as I'm crying out about what's going on, and I'm crying because they just did whatever, whatever. And I'm like, oh, God, fix me in this situation. Please fix me because I'm a killer. Fix me in this situation so you can get the glory. And the Lord said, mm-mm. I told you. It's better for them to tie a millstone around the neck and jump into the midst of the sea than to mess with one of the least
Amen.
Of my children. Now, understand, y'all, for
Amen.
Me, I'm not saying that I'm his anointed, and I'm not saying I'm one of the least. I just know that touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, and then one of the least, somewhere in between least, anointed, and prophet, I fit in. So I'm covered. And somewhere between the least of his children, anointed, and prophet, you fit in. So you're covered. So God started dealing with me on it, and when he started putting that in my spirit, my prayer changed. And then what I started praying was, Lord, be merciful unto them.
Amen.
God, they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them. And about 4 weeks after I started praying this prayer, I don't want y'all to think that I prayed it and then everything stopped. About 4 weeks after I started praying this prayer, I get a call in the middle of the night, and they were in a car accident. And
Jesus.
In this car accident, the way that their car was, they had to literally use the jaws of life to get them out and still cut the top mm-hmm. off, because
Jesus.
Their car had collided in like a accordion. The front was smashed all the way in, the back mm-hmm. was smashed all the way in. And the people's minds, they thought once they took her out, she was going to be gone. But remember, for 4 weeks, I've been praying, Lord, be merciful, Lord, be merciful, Lord, be merciful. And at some point, I had even said, you know, I'm praying that God be merciful when he deal with you by how you're treating me.
Amen.
You know, when they took her out, she didn't even as much as have a concussion.
Look at God.
And she remembered that I had said to them, I'm praying that God would be merciful to you when he deals with you for how you're treating me. Why am I sharing that for you? I wasn't praying God get them. I was praying God fix me in this so you can get the glory. And then I started to remember who I am to God, so I started praying God be merciful
yes,
to them.
Lord.
And
yes,
he was.
Lord.
And because he was, that situation came to a end, a resolve. It stopped. I'm sharing that with you today to tell you, somebody out there is like, oh, I'm going to get them. They did this to me. They did that to me, man. I'm going to jack them. I'm going to this and I'm going to that. They got me up and da-da-da-da-da. And you know all the stuff we say.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you, if you are really a believer in Jesus Christ, you fit in somewhere between the least and anointed and prophet. So God got you, boo.
Amen.
And if you're not a believer in Christ, it's okay. I was getting ready to do it, but God just told me, sis, if the voice is for Sister Janice. It's a soul out there listening to her voice tonight, so she
Jesus.
Won't lead us to the call of salvation for that soul.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just want everybody to know that God is there for you. You know, just whoever's out there that needs to find Christ, wants to be part of Christ, wants to accept Christ into their life, just get yourself together, come over. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Just ask, go to God, get on your knees and pray and ask God to forgive you for your sins. Let him know that you're a sinner and you want to be saved.
you want to become a child. We're already a children of God, but let him know that you want him to come into your life and be your personal, be your personal savior. Accept him into your life and ask him for forgiveness and let him know that you want to be part of his kingdom. So if you find yourself doing that and accepting Christ as your personal savior, then Jesus, help me, Lord. Then you can become part of it. Welcome yourself into the kingdom of heaven, you know. And if you ask for that, then God will save you. You will be saved, you know. But I'm gonna get past the chat. You help me out with that because you know I'm
gonna lead you in the prayer of salvation. Please. But and I love the way you said it. You said it absolutely right. Get yourself together and just give yourself to him.
Yeah, that
was awesome. And I love the get yourself together part because that's like you saying, because you do, for that split second, you got to shake the enemy off. I don't know what it is that the Lord does that for that split second, he shakes the enemy off of you long enough. He gets you together long enough for you to make a conscious decision. And for that person out there tonight that got their self together and they're saying, okay, but how do I do the rest of what she said? You just say this prayer after me, and that is handle the rest of what she spoke about. You just say, Father God, I come to you this evening admitting and agreeing that your word is true, that I am a sinner and that I need to be saved, and that you gave your son, Jesus, to save me. So I ask him into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sins. I ask him to begin to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer, then you just tell somebody. That's it. God's word says if you believe in your heart and confess out your mouth, the prayer is the first step of the confession. The second step is you express it to somebody. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning, Sabbath school, Sabbath worship, Bible study, prayer service, joy night. That's a church membership. I'm talking about a personal relationship. You can push one and say, hey, I gave my life to Christ this evening. You can send a text to somebody. You can call someone on the phone. If there's somebody in the house, just go over to them and say, hey, I just gave my life to Christ. Go outside, scream at the top of your lungs, hey, I just gave my life to Christ this evening. However you choose to do it, as soon as you make that confession out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, it's okay. Bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Amen. So we are going to ask Brother Robert if he can come on. He's going to tell you who will be on with us tomorrow, as well as give you the announcements on how you can follow us and stay with us at Purpose Kingdom Network. And then we will be back with you as soon as he's done. Brother Rob?
Yes, and praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thanks so much for Let's Talk About It with our trio of hosts. I thank you so much for tonight's information. And I have been very, very much, I've been sitting on the edge of my seat with tonight's program. But with that being said, this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and thank you, everyone, for joining us, whether you're joining us online or via phone. We thank you so much for joining us for tonight's episode. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns, or you can just simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. And we also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see any of our upcoming advertisements and upcoming shows. We thank you so much for doing so. And don't forget to share it with a friend. Invite a friend to like us on Purpose Kingdom on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. on iTunes and LinkedIn. We can also hear any of our past and previous broadcasts, and we are broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/PurposeKingdom. And also there, you can go type in the host name or a show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much for doing so. With God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformations with Minister Arthenius Jackson. And once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformations. We thank you so much, and also we want you to rejoice with us every morning in the morning walk of prayer on Anchor FM or anchor.com. And once again, if you have trouble getting on there, you can just follow the links on any of our social media pages where you can get a morning word of prayer. We thank you so much, and we're glad that we're able to send one more avenue on anchor.com or Anchor FM, where you can rejoice in the Lord in the morning and, of course, with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network in the evening. We thank you so much. And with that being said, with the ladies of us talk about it, I'm going to turn the program back over into the ladies.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I was going to say, it's good to just sit and talk sometimes because there's a lot that was covered, but it all came down to the one thing. And that's what makes life what life is. It always makes it like just the breath. It doesn't matter how you do it. Doesn't matter where you're going, what you look like, how you're doing it. It's just the breath. It's the stuff that it's just the thing that keeps you going. That's the thing that we need to focus on. You know, that the centering of our souls, everybody's soul. But I mean, it's good. And it's good right now. And a lot of us have to understand that we are that example. Like, we are that example. It's funny because in our take it back, like there's a take it back, but at like since the beginning of the year, everything on the table is to take it back. You know what I mean? So it's like we can't like just say, oh, this is take it back time. But we do want to like to say this is the take it back time. But we need you to know that if it happened at 55, it's, you know what I mean? We took the whole thing back. Snatch all of it back. Don't just pick one. We want it all back. You understand? Yeah. All the way down to the crazy leg. How about that? All the way down to the crazy leg. Yeah. But Mima, you want to close them? What you want to do? You want to close this? We should make Toy closes out because she always is the one that gives it. She always gives hers first and be like, ah, y'all close out.
Pastor close it out, but I just want to say this as far as take back. You know, my take back for tonight is take back take back the wisdom, you know, take back the wisdom from our parents back then, our grandparents back then, our great grandparents back then. So bring that back here and teach our children, you know, even take these kids' cell phones and tablets and things away from them, you know, put the blocks on them, put the education on them, you know. So basically, I'm taking back the wisdom and the knowledge. Amen.
Amen. I like that.
I like that very much. Amen.
I'm with her. I'm taking back what
Jesus.
She's taking back.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. Okay. Don't leave me out. You know I got to be in
Trinity.
That was it.
We taking back what she taking back. We taking back wisdom and knowledge. Yes.
She sound like Melvita. That's Mama G's all day. Come on now. Hey, now wait a minute. I felt that. I felt that in my spirit. I ain't lying. Jesus.
Well, listen.
Hallelujah, God.
Y'all asked me to close out, so since y'all asked me to close out, I got to do this. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to do this.
Amen.
I
got
to give a big shout-out of love, respect, and congratulations. Now, understand, y'all, and me doing this, Kansas City, yeah, y'all won the Super Bowl. Congratulations. Yeah, okay. But this is to Andy Reid. This to Reid. I need y'all to understand. This to Andy. Because I'm an Eagles diehard all day long. So Kansas City as a team, yeah, okay, congratulations. All
right.
But Andy, you family. Like, I don't care what color they tell you to coach, you will always, in my heart of heart, be a bird. Like, I'm so proud and happy for Andy Reid and his Super Bowl championship team for the year that he had. I'm just, when I say nobody, I was excited for him like I was when the Eagles won it. Yes, Andy. Go, Andy. We bless God for you. I'm happy for you. We love you. Everybody out there, we love y'all. We thank God for y'all. We bless God for y'all. And Kansas City Chiefs, you know we love you too. We bless God for you. Y'all just not the Eagles, but okay. And we bless God for y'all, and we love y'all, and we want y'all to join us back here in 2 weeks for another episode of Let's Talk About It. Sit down at the table, chill, and chat with your girls. If you all have something you would like us to talk about, inbox us on Purpose Kingdom on Facebook, or you can send us an email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. And let us know what it is you would like us to talk about. We will talk about it. That's what we do. We talk about it. Don't forget to join in with us tomorrow evening, and we'll see you in 2. God bless you.
And God bless
you. He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.